Hi, this is your friend Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to the Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to the Miracle Cafe. Hey, my friend, and welcome to the Miracle Cafe. I'm your host, Emmanuel Dagger, and I'm grateful to connect with you again. The theme for today's show is forgiveness and heart healing. We'll be chatting with a great guest later on in the show who will share their wisdom and insight with us on this topic, so definitely want to stay tuned for that. Right now, let's set the intention for today's show. So, as you know, the intention usually that I like to set creates a tone for the hour, so it kind of mirrors back what we intend. So, the intention for today is that whatever we are ready to let go of, personally, collectively, that we do so with joy, ease, and grace. So, if you agree with that, just affirm out loud, and so it is. Good. Let's just breathe that in. Let's just close our eyes and just really center and just breathe in that intention that we release and let go of what no longer serves us anymore with ease, joy, and grace. Just breathe in and release, feeling relaxed, ready to roll. Awesome. All right, so let's get right into our first segment, which I like to call the energy update. And so basically right now, I'm sure many of you guys are noticing that the energies are quite intense, and a great part that that has to do with is the solar activity that's been going on. We've had quite a few eruptions in the past at the end of January and just leading us into February. And basically what happened on January 2nd of 2012, we had one of the strongest solar storms since 2005. So imagine how that affects us energetically, physically, emotionally. So really this is a good time to center and relax and really make sure, going back to our basics of what works for us. Do we like to meditate? Do we like to exercise? Do we like to just spend some quiet time and, you know, maybe taking a bath or getting a massage? Whatever it is that is able to kind of bring us back to our center and relax, that's a really good thing for us to do right now. And not only did we have a solar eruption on the 22nd, we've had quite a few X-class flares, which are the largest class of solar activity since then. So there's a lot of energy going on. And so on a physical level, if we're feeling maybe a little bit on edge, a little dehydrated, maybe some digestive discomfort, ringing in the ear, maybe just a little more sensitive to our environment than usual, just know that that's part of the process, and it's all normal and natural. Just make sure you're, again, taking it easy, drinking lots of water, nourishing your body, and just slowing down and listening to what your body's trying to tell you. And again, on an emotional level, usually when we have a lot of light or energy, movement, what happens is it brings up a lot of deeply buried emotions that we are ready to let go of. So instead of really getting upset and saying, oh, I thought I released this, you know, a year ago or 5 years ago, why is it coming up? Instead of getting upset with ourselves, let's focus on, you know what, wow, this is coming up. I'm just going to observe it. Maybe there was just a little bit more releasing to do, and that's what will allow it to move on. So if we're holding on to it and getting upset with ourselves, we kind of push that emotion back down, and then we create, you know, it'll just come back up again in the future. So the more quickly we can be easy on ourselves and not be too judgmental with why certain things are coming up, the quicker that we'll be able to move and transition out of them. So that's kind of what's going on, a lot of activity. And I want to hear what you're going through. So if you want to share what's going on for you energetically right now, please email me at Emmanuel@MiracleCafeRadio.com. And so that leads me to our next segment, which is all about gratitude. I love gratitude. Gratitude has been a miracle worker in my life, and I'm sure many of you guys who are tuning in also experienced the power of gratitude. But for those who are just hearing about it for the first time, there's so much around us to be grateful for, and the more we're grateful for, the more gratitude that we express, the more blessings we attract. So what are you grateful for today? Just take one moment right now and affirm out loud what you're grateful for. And while you do that, I'd like to share some of the emails of gratitude that I received from you. So Mike in Miami is grateful for living in a city that has lots of sunshine, which promotes great health. Yes, I love that, getting that vitamin D. And Joy in Los Angeles is grateful for her three kids and husband who bring her joy every day. Yes, beautiful, Joy. Thank you for sharing. And Ricky in Los Angeles is grateful for the inspirational people in her life who have reminded her that she has the power to create her reality. Yes, big yes for that. Awesome. So thank you, Joy, Ricky, and Mike. And if you have a gratitude that you would like to share, please send it to Emmanuel@MiracleCafeRadio.com. Remember, by sharing it with others, you're expanding on it. You're allowing more of that energy to be out in the world, so the universe blesses us with even more to be grateful for. So again, if you'd like to express your gratitude to the universe and share it on the air, please email me at Emmanuel@MiracleCafeRadio.com. And now I'm so excited to introduce our guest today, TV host, writer, teacher, counselor, speaker, and dad, David Matthew Brown, is an all-around miraculous man. David hosted the inspiring radio show Inside Out, which ran for over 4 years. David has spoken around the world and has over 10 years of experience in healing and teaching. He brings an inspiring way to be with and experience the nature of spirit. David, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Thanks for having me. This is beautiful.
I'm so grateful. You know, I've experienced firsthand your amazing work, and I just love you so much. And today's theme is all about heart healing and forgiveness. And I know this topic is really, really powerful, especially right now with what's going on just energetically and collectively over the planet. So I'd like to open up and ask you if you can share a little bit about what forgiveness means to you.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because it reminds me of love, that we talk about love and we talk about the heart and we talk about all different great words, but we don't really ask what it is. And it's the same with meditation. When you're teaching meditation, people want to do meditation, but they don't really know what it is. Mm-hmm. The question, yeah, so it's a great question to ask, what is forgiveness? And it's interesting because the evolution of forgiveness for me has been an evolution. And the first thing, you know, I think most of your listeners probably saw The Secret, and they saw Michael Beckwith, mm-hmm, and he talked about, well, forgiveness is, you know, thank you for giving me this.
Mm.
For me, forgiveness is, a lot of my work deals with the heart, and the heart is present. So really, when I watch my 4-year-old daughter, you know, when I grew up, we were taught to forgive people by saying, I'm sorry. And what would happen is you'd put the I am in front of sorry, and you'd come from a different place.
Mm.
And when you watch a child, when I watch my daughter who's 4, she just goes, sorry, right?
Wow, yeah.
It's just an acknowledgement of being present. And for all of us, why do we forgive? We forgive because we just weren't present at that time. So when you're present, the more present you are, the less you'll have to forgive.
Mm.
Because you'll be fully engulfed in the presence and there'll be no time. So what you're really forgiving is you lost yourself in time.
Mm.
So I can relay this quickly to you and your listeners, because it's a tool that I used with my daughter that's now turned into my own tool for my own life. When she was younger, she would spill a lot, spill food, spill drinks, whatever. And she would get worked up by it, or, you know, didn't know what to do. So I started saying, oh, well, and then we both go and pick, you know, napkin out and wash the juice or the milk or the water off the ground or the food.
Mm-hmm.
So it became this little game that we play. So if she, you know, spilled something, she just now goes, oh, well, which is the same as being sorry.
Mm.
Oh, well, so you made a mistake, right?
Wow.
So you can learn from it. Oh, well. So the oh, well is almost as powerful as saying sorry. It's the same. It's the same energetic. But what you're saying is, listen, let's have some fun. You make mistakes. I make mistakes. We're human. We're spiritual. I mean, whatever the label is you want to put on it. But for me, what it really comes down to is what you're really forgiving, when it really comes down to it in simple terms, is forgive me for not being present with you. So throughout your day, you'll have moments when you're not present with people.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're thinking about the next thing you want to ask or the next thing that you want to tell or something that came in. But when you're fully present with them, then you're fully in love with right now, right? So we're all learning through our lives, really, the only thing we can learn, which is we're learning how to be.
Mm.
That's our purpose.
Wow. And the oh well to me, it's about being easy on ourselves. It's almost like the forgiveness for the self. It's like, oh, well, I'm not going to be hard on myself. So that's beautiful. I've never heard of that before, that perspective. Wow. And also I wanted to say, your daughter sounds like she's a magical teacher.
she is my teacher. So most people go to classes and schools. I just listen to my four-year-old.
Oh, that's so amazing. Oh, so amazing. So let me ask you, how do our listeners know if they still have a little bit more forgiving to do? I know a lot of times, you know, we think we've forgiven completely. What are some things to look for to see if there, you know, if there is a little more forgiveness to do? I know you talked about being present. Is there anything else?
The biggest thing that came up for me is, when I work with somebody, one of the things that you can recognize within yourself is a hook, right? Like they have a hook in music. What's your hook?
Right.
How you can get people hooked in. Well, we have a hook in life. So when you get hooked up by someone, meaning that you get, all of a sudden you just become judgmental or irritated or irrational or all the things that, you know, come up with somebody, that may be a good sign that you might want to step back, take a couple of breaths, kind of see where those words are coming from, and be with them. And forgive yourself, but forgive yourself in a way of what you just brought up earlier is, you know, we look at life. Life is art. You're creating an art project. Your life is an art project, and the art project is being present and creative and fun and joyful. So if you make a mistake, right? If you get upset with someone, you get upset with someone, but that upset's only coming from one place. It's coming from you. So that would be my sense with people on it. It comes down to the hook. And I know some of your listeners may be thinking, well, I already forgave this person or blah, 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 and I can't believe this is coming up. And then it's another recourse into beating yourself up. So my suggestion is, listen, just because you forgive someone once, you know, there's a great lesson in the Bible, right, where one of the apostles comes up to Jesus, and he's all proud of himself, and he goes, hey, man, look it. I forgave so-and-so. I feel great. And he's expecting Jesus, his master, right, his teacher, to look at him and go, hey, nice work. Instead, he goes, you're going to have to forgive him 70 times 70. And he's like, what? And what he's acknowledging is, you're going to always be forgiving.
Yeah.
Because people are always going to come up to you and do things that you don't expect. And that's okay, because what matters is your response, your love, how you see it. You know, we've all been in situations where we've been the ones that have judged somebody else, or we've got angry with somebody else. And so as you begin to awaken into right now, as you start to come back home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can start to have compassion now for that person that was right where you were. And they're coming to you because they see your light. They just don't know how to deal with it. Sometimes it's too much. So that the way that they deal with it is they just get irritated by it. Right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's okay. That's mm-hmm. okay. You know, and you also have a choice, too, whether you want to be in a harmonic relationship with that type of energy or go somewhere mm-hmm. else.
Well, one thing that I've noticed is when we are giving ourselves permission to shine brightly, and sometimes people are, you know, irritated by it, usually it's stirring and shaking something up within them to empower them to also step into their light. But sometimes it does feel irritating. Would you agree with, or would you kind of see that as well?
Oh, definitely. It's like, it reminds me of the first image that came to mind was moths going to light.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know why they're going to light. They're just attracted to the light. And as you get attracted to light, it's basically the reason why in Kabbalah or Catholicism or other Christian religions, do you know why they put water into wine?
No.
They put water into the wine because the water represents unconditional love.
Oh.
And it's coming to purify the dirt, the gunk, the underground.
Oh, I see.
The the stuff that kind of gets in our blood, the stuff that is impure. So the mm-hmm. water comes and brings stuff up to the, it brings the wine up to the surface, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the same thing when we bring our light to a situation. That person's going to find some irritation with mm-hmm. us because it's going to bring up some stuff that they don't want to look at. So yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, it is. And then eventually, you know, maybe some time passes and they're in a, you know, you've maybe somehow assisted them in getting into that being the light that they already are. And then eventually it's like all beautiful and wonderful. So I've seen that happen many times.
Oh,
so and I'm sure you have too. So I know you talked about the, it's okay, you know, like, oh, when you were talking to your daughter and she spills something. And so is there anything else that you can share with our listeners of things that they can do to help them in the forgiving process? Are there other things that they can do to really help them anchor that forgiveness in?
Well, kindness with your heart. You know, we're, like you brought up earlier when you were making the introduction for this that I loved, was that we're inundated with, attraction of mind, that your thoughts attract. And even that's being debunked because we're entering into our heart space.
Mm-hmm.
So we're leaving thoughts and we're having to follow intuition. Well, none of us have ever been taught how to follow the whispers. We've all been taught to follow our mind. So now our mind is bowing down to this huge place called our hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that popped in my mind is the reason why they use the word lighthearted, right? That's where your light is in your heart.
Mm.
So be gentle with it. You know, one of the things that I blog, and one of the things I tell the people that read my blog, I just sent out a blog on this, was when you're at home and you're by yourself, you know, close your eyes, begin to feel your body. So if you have some pain in your feet, just feel it and listen to the pain in your feet. And then begin to listen to your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your body from the feet all the way up through the legs and the thighs and the midsection of your body. Just listen to all the different ways in which your body is communicating to you. Then when you get to your heart, listen to your heart. Listen to the way the heart beats, the way that your heart sounds. Listen to the sound of your heart, right? And then begin to ask your heart, because it's a woman, it's a feminine thing,
mm-hmm.
ask her what wisdom she has for you in this situation. Because sometimes we believe, oh, Lord, I have to go forgive again.
Mm.
And we misinterpret that. Maybe it's not forgiveness. Maybe it's accepting that you already forgave them and moving forward.
Mm.
And trusting that the forgiveness is done, because maybe you're caught up in your mind. And your mind wants to continue the story because it needs something to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So to me, the mind is masculine and the heart is feminine, and we're bringing those together right now. And the way it works is the feminine uses the masculine. not the masculine using the feminine,
mm-hmm.
right? But
mm-hmm.
in our media, we're all inundated with the male-dominated way of being.
Right.
So now in this chaotic state, it seems like, the woman is shaking it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? She's asserting her female power. Mother Earth is asserting her female power. And she's saying, enough is enough. You are coming back home. My children are coming back home. In the way that we do that is we begin to listen to her, and we listen to our own heart. That's how she communicates. So when it comes to, is there any more forgiveness or a technique,
mm-hmm.
the technique I would offer,
mm-hmm.
you can take it or not, is to listen to your heart at night.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the great wisdom of it. And at first you might not get something, but after a while, it's a relationship. So you start to develop how your heart is viewing your life,
mm.
how the heart sees things, how the heart feels things, how the heart is wild and crazy, and there's no more boxes anymore. There's no such thing as living outside the box or in the box. There is no box.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
absolutely.
You follow her. So that's what I would bring up.
And as we're on this topic, how can we better allow the mind to work harmoniously together with the heart? How can we allow the mind to serve the heart more? Do you have any insights on that?
We spend most of our time, most people, looking outside of ourselves. And I know that a lot of people in this type of field say, come inside, come inside.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, well, how do I come inside? Like, what? This is ridiculous. This is difficult. Yes, it is. That's why they have Wizard of Oz, and they show you the lion, right?
Mm-hmm,
and the lion's this big, tough creature that has no heart because he's a coward. So to speak from your heart, to live from your heart, and to connect to it, you have to go through the forest of the mind. And you have to see how the mind works and begin to question it and begin to question yourself and question the stories that you talk about other people.
Mm-hmm.
And question, not them personally, but when you're listening to them, have a questioning spirit. And it's different than doubting or what would be another way of being it. But the best way is to question the story that you're telling, and you can kind of get a sense of what's real and what's not.
Mm.
And, you know, as you know, meditation helps. But I really believe that in order to understand the heart, you have to understand the mind. You have to go through the mind to get to the heart. And the way you mm-hmm. do that is through inquiring.
Right? Yes.
And we have to inquire. So for those of you just listening for the first time or don't know, I'll just be brief. Let's say you say, what would be a good example? A good example might be, I'm not good enough. So then mm-hmm. you ask yourself, who's not good enough? I'm not good enough. Who is the I'm? Me. Who is the me? Right? And then right when you hit who's the me, you start to chuckle. Because you go, oh, it's made up, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by to inquire. So inquire into your stories on your judgments of others,
mm-hmm.
on anything else that you may look outside yourself. That's another way of coming back in. That's a lot easier for people because you could see it better outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see where it's coming from as you start to merge inside. And then you start to connect with the heart-mind. Because the heart is still, right? It's a still place that's very powerful. The mind is very active and unstable.
Mm. So through the questions, the empowering questions, we are able to shift the dialogue, the inner dialogue of the mind, and move us back into the heart. That's what it feels like. Yeah? So, yeah, while you were saying that, you know, I was thinking a question that someone might ask in general, like, why am I struggling or something? And then the other question that I got that would be empowering to that would be, wow, how much more amazing can my life get? How much more joy, how much more love, how much... So when asking these questions, you start having a focus point that is enhancing, life expansive. So, wow, that's a beautiful insight you shared with us.
Yeah, well, you know what's fascinating to me is listening to you just bring up the struggle. I talked about this when I was speaking the other day, and what I brought up was this. From kids all the way up to adults, in the media, in our lives, all we see is fear. We're conditioned for fear. So now you come to a place in your life where all you know is your will. That's all you pretty much know. And then if you go to church, all religions kind of go halfway. You have to do the other half.
Right.
But you're not told that, right? So now you come to a place, and let's say I meet you, right? And I go, wow, you're talking about this place called love. And I have all these images in my mind about what love could be. But I still don't know what love is. Because I've never questioned love. I've never asked myself, what exactly is love? What is love not? And once I understand what love is not, then I can start to understand the deeper perspective of what love actually is.
Yes.
And what God actually is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not conditioned. We're broken from our conditioning of love. We're reconditioned into something we're not. And now we're all trying to come back to what we are.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's easy in our life, we're so used to the struggle that we want to make the easiness a struggle again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's such an interesting little game that we're playing with ourselves, even though love in and of itself and right where you are is perfect.
Yes. Wow. just breathing that in. Just really, really, really breathing that in. Absolutely. And just really understanding, like you said, we don't have to be anything we already are, and it's just about remembering instead of doing, right?
Right. Yeah, it is about remembering, but it also is just simply about being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know, when we cut out all the BS belief systems, we all know when we're being kind and generous and sharing with somebody or even ourselves. We know that. I don't care what anybody tells me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're not being that, then you need to forgive. Then you need to bring things back to the equal point, back to the zero point, right?
Yes.
You need to say, listen, my bad. I need to be impeccable with my word. I use my word in a not-so-loving way. Mm-hmm. That's how powerful our word is, our sound. God created the word, which is sound, not word, not the actual word. It's sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
So life was created from sound. So you have a sound of love. You were created from love. And from that love, you speak from. Now, if, in fact, you're not speaking from a loving place, then that is another area that you can then look at and say, if I'm going to be impeccable with my word, if my word's going to matter, if I'm going to create things, I'd much rather create a society that's uplifting.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Good stuff. So I wanted to ask you, I know you mentioned the lion earlier, but I know it's in a lot of your it's very symbolic to you. Can you share a little bit more of how this came to be and why this amazing symbol is so important to you?
Definitely. The white lion actually came to me for the first time, I believe it was 3 months ago. It came to me in a dream, and it just kept coming to me in a dream. So I believe in dreams. I believe that we're being taught in all different realms and aspects. And so I looked it up, and I discovered it was a power animal. And I discovered that the white lion, actually, there's not that many in the world, but the ones that were around, like in ancient Egypt and around in that era, were actually placed at certain longitude lines, like around where the pyramids were and in Africa, and they're placed at spiritual centers. So when the white lion starts to show up, they represent a humanitarian. They represent the feminine energy, the feminine power, the power of the female. They represent the golden light of Christ. They represent the good that is in ourselves and others. And they honor people. And the other thing that I love about the lion is a lion is undisturbed until disturbed. And once it's disturbed, it roars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fearless. So it has no idea what fear is, and it's the king of the jungle, and each of us is the king of our jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're the kings and the queens of our jungle, and that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when I work with people, I guide them to that place. I guide them to back to their kingship and their queenship, mm-hmm. and allow them to come from an unconditional loving place.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you're moving them back to their power center.
Yeah, I just help them understand that they're already it. They just had some stuff in the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That they believed in the stuff more than they believed in themselves.
So I'm just absorbing this because I knew lines were about wisdom, and I've actually, it's interesting as you said that. About 2-3 months ago, I started seeing the lion. I didn't see the white lion, but I saw a male and a female lion. I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure they were just the regular. Maybe they're white. I don't know. But I looked it up as well, and I saw wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom there. So that's interesting that you are sharing the same timeline almost. So wonder what
Definitely.
That – well, we'll see what's going on. But can you share – I know we only have a little bit time left. Can you share a meditation or a process? Can you lead us through something, a small version or a sample, so that we can get a taste of your amazing work?
Sure. Those that are listening, I would just invite you, if you're willing, or even if you're not willing, to be willing to – allow the breath to come through your mouth and exhale out your mouth. And so just let the breathing come in your mouth and out your mouth. So rather than breathing in your nose, just breathe in your mouth and out your mouth. And allow the attention, consciousness, to be focused on the core of your being. So the core is just, you could use your heart, you could use just below your heart, just below your lower rib cage is your soul heart, which is right in the center of your body. So just breathe in and breathe out. And what you're doing by doing that is you're releasing everything immediately. So you're not holding on to anything anymore as you breathe in your mouth and you breathe out. And if you're to do that throughout your day, remember to breathe in through your mouth and out your mouth. You'll be able to let go of things a lot easier. You won't be able to hold on to anything. And if, in fact, you feel a sound that may come up, some of you may be breathing in, and as you breathe out, you might have this sound come out. Do that. And so what you're doing by breathing in your mouth and breathing out and releasing any sounds that come out is you begin to see that your heart is tight. And you begin to open up your heart. And as you open up your heart, you open up your life to possibility. And possibilities are only found in one place in your body or in your energy body, and that's the soul. Heart, the light heart, soul heart, right? So hopefully that will help out your listeners.
Mm. Yeah, I was just doing it along with you. And, I always have known to breathe through the mouth, through the nose and out through the mouth. So this is new to me as well, just really trying out the breathing in through the mouth. So I'll definitely let you know how I feel with that. Thank you for sharing that, brother.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so I have two more questions. One question that I really like to ask, which is something that I always, it's my inquisitive side. What's one of the greatest lessons you've learned in life so far, just in general?
My divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Going through my divorce, it was the greatest lesson I could ever learn. I mean, I was, everything went away all at the same time. Everything mm-hmm. fell off. Everything fell off the map. And not only did everything fall off in the map, but then other people got involved in the story of the divorce,
mm-hmm.
right? So not only was everything taken away as far as a relationship and all sorts of things, right? But mm-hmm. I was then in a place I felt like Jesus, right? You're in a place where you're being, essentially crucified for things people are creating. They're creating stories about you or whatever. And so it's interesting just to be with that and not react to it. And what I learned was by not reacting, I was able to go and be with myself during the whole process mm-hmm. and realize that truth doesn't change. Life changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned so many lessons from there. I learned how to respond, knowing that I'm responsible, knowing that it's right in the word responsible, being able to respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to respond from a place of love, even when others didn't see me from that place because they were going through their own hurts, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I learned a great deal on forgiveness and how to let go and all sorts of stuff. And I learned how to build a bond and a connection, not only with myself, but with my four-year-old daughter and my ex. It was just very empowering.
Mm.
Very empowering.
Beautiful. And I love that. I love what you said about, you know, truth does not change, but life does and can. So that's a really beautiful insight. And so we are out of time, and time flies, of course, when we're creating magic. And I wanted to ask you where our listeners can learn more about you, if you have any upcoming events or blogs or anything that you can share with us right now.
Sure, they can go on my blog, and my blog pretty much points out all the things that they need to know, and that's Mother Mary's Words. .wordpress.com
mm-hmm.
And I have a blog that runs that's subscribed by a lot of people, and I share my insights, and you can learn information about my counseling and the sound and energy healing I do, and I work with the dead and dying and mm-hmm. work with people that are going through crisis and all sorts of stuff. So they can do that, or they could just call me at 323-273-0760.
Beautiful. And you do have such an amazing presence. I'm so lucky and blessed to know you and, you know, have been touched by your work, and my mom as well. She loves you very much. So thank you so much for being here today. And by the way, you are welcome back anytime. So just let me know and we can play some more on some other subjects.
That's it. I love you, man.
I love you too. And everyone who's tuning in, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to do some extra special healing around forgiveness. Stay tuned.
Every day is a new beginning. Every day is a brand new start. It's about the wheels you're spinning and the sun inside your heart. So turn around and see, it was made for you and me. If you wanna touch the sky, just spread your wings and fly. Follow your heart, you will see all your dreams become reality. Praise the day and sing along. Make them- imprint reality forever, you and me. Listen up, people. This life is for living. It's about making dreams come true. So follow your heart. Wherever you go, go.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard Follow Your Heart by Menyo. I love that song. It always lifts my spirits, always makes me feel good, and I really, really wanted to share it with you. So I hope it provided you with some of that joy that I feel. So let's jump right into today's energy healing work. So today's theme of the show has been about forgiveness and heart healing, and let's continue on with that theme. So I just invite you to close your eyes and just take a nice deep breath in, breathing in through the nose, filling up your whole body with oxygen, with love, with gratitude. Good. And just breathe out any thoughts of the day, cares. Just let them go. Good. Take another deep breath in, filling up your whole body with light, with oxygen, with life force energy. And release. Very good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. Good. So if you'd like to know a little bit more about the energy healing that you're receiving today, please check out magnifiedmanifesting.com under the services, and I have a whole explanation of the energy modality. It's actually core energy therapy is what we're using today. So definitely check that out. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. So the first thing is, do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If you want that, just say yes out loud. And if you're energy sensitive, you may feel that energy connection. If not, that's okay. Just keep focusing on your breath. Okay, thank you so much. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have the universe within you give you the highest wisdom, understanding, and knowledge on a deep subconscious level of what forgiveness really is, what it's all about, and make your understanding the same as the universe. If you want that, say yes. Good. And if you're energy sensitive, you may feel some sensations going on, maybe energy moving through the body. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. So what that does, when we get that universal perspective, it really expands us and moves us out of maybe our limited view or experience, from our experiences. So really opening up to the universal perspective can really help us move out of those limited way of thinking so that we can move on, and maybe where we used to think that forgiveness was about pride and, you know, ego or whatever, it's really not about that. It's about freeing ourselves. It's about allowing ourselves to be who we really are and letting go of any of the illusions, the stories, grudges, etc., that may be preventing us from doing that. So for any time that you may have had a block in allowing yourself to forgive yourself, your past, others, etc., can we go ahead and show you all the positive lessons, teachings, and blessings that you were meant to learn from not being able to forgive? Would you like that? Good. Can we ask that your conscious and subconscious mind retain and understand these teachings and gifts so that you no longer recreate those blocks that are preventing you from forgiving? Good. Take a deep breath in. And release, and if you're energy sensitive, you may have some energy running through. For me, I feel it at the crown, the top of the head, and sometimes in the face and the hands, sometimes in the digestion. However it shows up, it's all good. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Now, for any other reasons, excuses, fears, distractions, blocks, hesitations that you may have consciously or unconsciously created around not being able to forgive, can we go ahead and clear all of those blocks and then show you how to and why to begin forgiving and what will happen when you do? Good. Can we show you that forgiveness is about freeing yourself? It's not really about anything else. It's about freedom. It's about the ability to connect with our infinite possibilities, infinite potential. So when we're not able to forgive, we're not able to connect with all of that. So can we show you how to have this awareness now? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Now, sometimes we may have the willingness to forgive, however, we don't know how to forgive. So can we have the universe show you and teach you how to forgive, why to forgive, on a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, any other level that you need to do that? Can we show you how to do that now? Can we show you why to do that and what will happen when you do? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Can we show you that it's safe to forgive? Good. Can we download you with what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like to forgive yourself, your past, others, and all that is? Can we ask that if it's for your highest and greatest good, that forgiveness come easier to you? Can we show you that that's possible? Good. And can we show you what that looks like and show you how to pay attention to when it's happening? So when things are not triggering you as much as they used to, just really being grateful so that you really can continue to attract more of that experience in your life. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Very good. Okay, so a big part of forgiveness is releasing those grudges, those resentments, those rejections, the guilt, the shame, the grief, all of those energies that go along that we still hold on to for some reason. So what I'd like to do is, with your permission, can we first of all show you all the lessons from holding those patterns? Then can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, resolve them from their first point of conception, past, present, future, yesterday, today, tomorrow? Can we show you who you are without them? Can we show the mind how to recognize itself without those grudges, the resentments, rejections, regrets, guilt, shame, grief, all those energies? Can we show the mind how to recognize itself without them? Good. And can we show the mind that it's possible to live your life without them? Can we show you and your mind what to do instead of those vibrations that will actually serve you for your greatest good? Good. Take a deep breath in. Very good. And what we're going to do now is, if you find yourself back into those patterns, because it is a process, it's not going to, you know, sometimes it can happen overnight, but if it doesn't, that's okay. And so what we're going to do is, if you find yourself in those energies, can we show you how to immediately recognize it when it's happening, accept it, and move out of it without judging yourself? And can we show you what this looks like? Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. Good. So now just go ahead and place your right hand over your heart space, the left on top of that if you have another extra hand available. Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. And just, do I have your permission to ask the universe to pull, clear, heal, release any of that heaviness, the pain, the grudges that you are holding in your heart space, the sadness, the grief, all of that stuff that's been held and stored in the heart chakra? Can we go ahead and transform it, transmute it, and raise your vibration in the heart center to its highest, most optimum state once again, melting away all those vibrations that no longer serve your greatest good. Would you like that? Good. So just give me one moment as we co-create this together. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. That was a very powerful healing right there. So if you're feeling energies moving through, let that just process. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Can we go ahead and raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, mental vibrations to their highest and greatest so you can easily receive and give yourself permission to receive this healing or something greater. Good. Can we show you how to pay attention and notice all the blessings that you create, no matter how big or small they seem? And can we show you how to be grateful so that the universe blesses you with more to be grateful for? Good. And can we anchor you back into this present moment, feeling grounded, feeling here and now, feeling rejuvenated, excited, feeling lighter, just checking into your heart space. Go ahead and relax your hands. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. And just notice what shows up for you in the coming hours, days, weeks ahead. And you may notice your dreams may become more vivid. You may notice some new opportunities come up. Maybe old triggers that would have triggered you before are no longer triggering you. Old memories, things like that. Or maybe they feel a lot less, or you may be going through some processes of releasing, so maybe you find yourself crying more or even laughing more. So whatever it is, just allow yourself to notice it, pay attention to it, and bless it so that it just continues to assist you on your journey. All right, so thank you so much for another amazing show together that we've created, and may you have that energy of love and joy and compassion in your heart just so that you can forgive every last thing, person, situation that you still may be holding on to. Let's just forgive all of it, release it, give it forth to the universe, and just give yourself permission to be free and happy because you deserve it. You absolutely deserve it, and I'm so grateful to be here reminding you of that. All right, so have a wonderful 2 weeks. Sending lots of love and light. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com. And I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.